You're listening to Consider This, episode 213, for April 30th, 2018.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Thanks for joining me on this journey through conservative commentary in 10 minutes or less. This is Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton, leading you down this rather short trail. Come to the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, to find out how to get your feedback on this show. And for the show notes, there are some special lyrics and a video there this time. You'll hear why at the end. This time out, I'm reconsidering Alfie Evans and the fight he lost with socialized medicine, and about why states are running out of money. Let's get right to that now. In a Reconsider This segment, this is an update on Alfie Evans, the unconscious toddler who was given a death sentence by the government of the UK for the crime of being sick. Pleas from the Pope and honorary Italian citizenship were not enough to let the UK's national health system loosen their grip on the life of a child. That may sound overly dramatic, but frankly, it's not dramatic enough. As with Charlie Gard before him, the parents were not asking the government to pay for his experimental treatment. They and others wanted to give him a shot at possibly life-saving treatment in Italy, not on the UK's dime. But the courts said no. If this is their idea of the meaning of the phrase, the best interest of the child, someone needs to reevaluate the morals of letting a bureaucracy determine that, rather than the parents. If anyone ever claims to you that the U.S. healthcare system before Obamacare was all about the money, just remind them that Charlie Gard and Alfie Evans were two victims of this supposedly fair, socialized system. We didn't take money out of the system, we took compassion and morality out of it. Stuff still costs just as much. It's just a matter of who pays the costs. Whoever that is, they make the decisions. When you replace individual choice with a bureaucracy, this is what you get. It may not be a single group of people that comprise this death panel. It'll be an entire government that performs this function. But the results will be just as fatal. Paging Sarah Palin, please call, I don't know, somebody, anybody. When talking about how government programs have been increasing to the point that some cities have been declaring bankruptcy, one thing I've mentioned is public sector pensions. Well, it turns out there's an even bigger line item that, like pensions, come right off the top before any other spending priorities. Medicaid. Here are some trends to consider. Since Medicaid started in the mid-60s, taxes collected by state and local governments have risen 190% per capita through 2016. Pension contributions have more than doubled that pace, 407%. But Medicaid leaves them both way behind. Since its inception, costs to the state and local government have risen by 2,158%. Before states begin paying for education and infrastructure, pensions and Medicaid are first in line, taking about 20% of the tax revenue. Oh, and if you think the federal government will consider any reform, think again. If anyone so much as suggests lessening the burden at both the federal or the state level, they are sure to run into the wall of people yelling that they want to kill old people. Never mind the inefficiency of it all and the runaway costs, the budget must never decrease. In the show notes is an example of the problems states face and what they wind up doing to deal with the costs. In Michigan in 2012, they were spending $1.5 billion more than they took in. So the governor tasked the budget director to close the gap. They couldn't touch Medicaid, which then took up almost a quarter of Michigan's general fund. So the budget director and the lawmakers looked for savings elsewhere, as they wrote the state's 2012 budget. Eventually, they agreed to cut $222 million from higher education, $452 million from K-12 education, and $105 million from statutory tax revenue sharing with Michigan cities. When you're in debt, something has to give. Well, you wouldn't know that at the federal level. No doubt, though, those cuts proved they hate children, at least according to those who don't have to balance a budget with line items that won't budge. I'm going to end this with something that could get me a cease and desist order for copyright infringement, but I really need to do this. Listener and former fellow Shire Network news contributor Meryl Urish posted this on Facebook recently and tagged me. Here's what she said.
I was going to make up a parody song for Alfie relating to the horrible case in the UK where the National Health Service is conspiring with the government to allow a 2-year-old to die rather than let his parents take him to Italy, where doctors are waiting to care for him and see if his condition improves. But then, I didn't have to. Because look at the lyrics.
I'll post the lyrics to What's It All About, Alfie, and a video of the song in the show notes, but in the meantime, listen to it.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? It is wise to be cruel.